What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com.
All medications require eligibility and prescription. First month as low as $25 with a 12-month MedPlus plan. Does not include the cost of GLP-1 medications.
The world is a vampire.
The Raven Effect, with pro wrestling superstar Raven.
A cornucopia of stupidity masquerading as a podcast.
Critics have hailed it as everything from,
huh? Who's this Raven jerk?
And, if you want clever discourse, nonsensical banter, and incessant rambling, well, this is the show for you. Ladies, gentlemen, idiots, floozies, and reprobates, this is Raven.
Hello and welcome. This is the Raven Effect Podcast, and you are our listeners, and now you're in for a dreaded shit show of material for the next 60 minutes. Oh, it's going to be terrible. We got nothing planned. And usually nobody steps up to the plate. No. You're lucky. We're lucky if we hit a single or we got a maybe we get a pop up. We're lucky if we don't get we don't go down on 27 straight strikes. Wait, is that the right amount? Yeah. No, it's No, it would be 81. It'd be 81.
It'd be quicker now too.
It'd be 81.
Yeah, great. Let's ruin everything about baseball while we're at it.
Baseball's already ruined by the fact that it's so slow.
Well, no, but that's why they're putting the clock in.
Great. The only good thing about baseball is Bull Durham. So I want to know, so we were discussing on Patreon a myriad of stuff that was very fascinating and interesting and very funny. Yeah, myriad, a little lamb. That's how you can use it in a sentence. Anyway, where was I? So, well,
as I said...
Hold on, I'm not ready for you.
I want to explain to you about itching, though.
I'm not ready for you yet. I'm explaining why you were talking about itching. So I want to know. So on Patreon, we spent the 23 minutes that we are obligated to give to the Patreon members every week. You get at least 20 to 30 minutes of extra content, which is like a whole extra half an episode of this show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's like instead of just an hour, it'd be like an hour and a half, except it's like an hour and 20 minutes.
We give you more on the Raven Effect. We give you more.
Yeah, you get more. And who doesn't want more of this shit show?
You get a lot of bang for your buck.
No, you don't. Don't lie to the people.
Well,
you get no bang for your buck. But you do get our best material because we're fresh off the oven. Mm-hmm. And if you don't like Rich, Rich usually shows up late anyway, so that's a good plus.
That's true.
And nobody likes me anyway.
Nobody likes you. You're going to eat worms. That's what my mom used to say. And nobody likes me. I'm going to go eat worms, like making fun of kids. And I'm like, kids don't eat worms today, Mom.
No.
They eat gummy worms.
I drove by the Haribo place last week. That was exciting.
Who? Where?
Haribo?
Haribo.
Yeah, you know, Haribo. Selena likes those candies.
Yeah.
Anyhow, so why'd you drive by there? Hey, I'm not done with my story. So anyway, so we were talking about, and I decided I wanted to know why. The other day, I realized I wanted to know why people itch, and because I was itching, I had an itch. I wanted to know why I had it, and then I forgot to look it up. So I made Feeney Google it, and now he's pouting because we didn't let him talk about it right away. So now the floor is yours, Feeney. Why do we itch?
Well, you itch so that you scratch.
That's not interesting whatsoever.
And the scratching is meant to remove invaders, either infectious or simply irritating.
Invader number one or invader number two?
Invader number one. And it's the way you.
What about Carlos? So the itch is the scratching is Carlos Colon.
It could be
getting rid of invaders.
Invader one. And it also is a way to protect the skin from parasites and a buildup of dead skin cells.
Hey, but why do you itch though?
So your body's telling you to get rid of these awful dead skin cells.
So that's why you have like a bed bug crawling up your asshole, that's why you have to scratch your butthole to get it out.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice. That's not gonna play in the flyover states.
The flyover states.
Yeah, because you got the flies in the flyover state.
Which ones are the flyover states?
The whole Midwest.
Hmm.
You never heard that Nebraska. Term? Never heard that term? It's a term used by the East Coast and the West Coast elites.
No, it's not.
Yeah, yes, it is.
I don't
know.
Like
it's a term used by Republicans to make themselves victims so that they can say,
all the snooty people on the coast think that we're a bunch of rednecks in the flyover states.
Fine. Why don't we just elect a president of L.A. and New York? Why don't we just do it?
Okay. Now I've had enough of both of you. No more politics. You can't be trusted to have a political opinion without throwing it in someone else's face.
Rich is angry about politics because he knows that his president is doing a terrible job, and he ignored the people in East Lebanon.
He's just biding his time. Get it?
He's
biding his time.
Busy laundering money.
Yes, Joe. Everybody's ignoring people in Ohio. Nobody
where did
Biden
go? Stop it.
Why did it go?
Never mind. The railroad workers tried to.
Enough.
Photo op in the Ukraine.
I've lost control of you two idiots. You're both fired.
Who's the guy that loosened all the regulations on the railroads, Joe? Wasn't fucking Joe Biden.
Who cares? That's immaterial.
Who cares? Who cares? You guys are complaining.
Rich, stop it. Rich,
the media's
I'm serious. Enough.
The media's not covering it.
Rich, enough. Both of you, enough.
By the way, that laptop was never a hoax either.
Well, it wasn't a hoax?
I said Hunter's laptop was never a hoax either. That was real. We all know it.
Hunter tells me he has a laptop?
It's full of all types of goodies.
Really? Like what?
I want to party with Hunter, man.
Hunter Biden?
Yeah. He goes balls to the wall.
Balls to the wall. Was that a Nick song? Who sung Balls to the Wall?
Except?
No.
No, it wasn't. Yeah, you're right. It was Udo. Udo Dirkschneider.
See, I know everything about music. Popular music. Rich knows everything about obscure music, pretentious music.
You were thinking about big
remember,
balls.
You remember Udo, don't you? Big fat guy?
No. What about the guy from Rose Tattoo who smashed his head? There was a lover's two people watching a movie at a drive-in, and he sticks his head through the roof and busts through the rag top. And singing, I'm banned or band branded. No, I'm branded. That's a song.
Was his name Angry Anderson?
I don't know. Was it?
I forget.
It was a big hit on MTV in the early years.
Rose Tattoo?
Yeah, Rose Tattoo. And there was this band called The Sherbs, and they had a song called We Ride Tonight. And the whole video was the band playing. Then there was a guy riding a motorcycle on a lonely highway. And then they cut to three ghoulish guys playing a keyboard. Well, one guy was playing, the other two were standing right behind him. And then they cut back to the band playing, and then they cut back to the motorcycle guy riding his bike. Then they cut back to the three ghouly dudes sitting playing the keyboard, and they keep cutting back and forth. So it built up the anticipation, and finally a guy drives through and smashes through the keyboard playing monks, ghoulish monks. Mm. Fascinating video. As the kind of high-tech videos they made back in the day.
These kids today will never know how great MTV really was.
You know what the greatest video, though, was ever? It was Night Ranger, Don't Tell Me You Love Me.
Janie's Got a Gun, Aerosmith?
No, Night Ranger, Don't Tell Me You Love Me, because they're having a party on a train, and then and the song's building, and they keep playing to the band playing in a tunnel or something, I think. And then they cut to the train, and everybody's having a party with party hats, and then the song builds and builds, and finally the train, like, I don't know why, but all of a sudden, I guess it goes into the tunnel. Like, it's, I guess that's a allegory for sex, you know, the train going into the tunnel. And
is the tunnel anal?
Well, that's right. If you were here for Patreon, you would know that Feeney tried to force his wife to have anal under the under subsection D, paragraph F of the law of the marriage code.
The marriage
which
contract.
Says wives must have anal sex with their husbands unless their first, last name starts with the letter F.
I think it was in the Bible, actually.
Yeah, but you were excluded because your last name starts with the letter F.
I could change it.
Yeah, but then you wouldn't be married to her anymore.
Yeah. Damn it. It's always something.
Why don't you let Rich bang her in the ass? That way he won't have to, he doesn't have the first letter F.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. The dog doesn't like that idea.
Yeah, no, the dog hates that idea.
That got him going.
Yeah, now Loki's just going, ram, ram, ram.
So you're
not doing a very
that.
Good job executive producing a show, Loki. No. Your older brother was a better producer.
He's still getting there. He's learning.
Yeah, no, she's learning.
Or she's learning.
Loki's the female name.
I don't want to.
Did you see Loki on Disney? Did you see the Loki Disney series?
Uh-uh.
No.
How could you not have seen that? Didn't you watch all the Marvel movies?
Nope.
Not all of them.
Which ones didn't you see?
All of them, except Winter Soldier. Spider-Man, No Way Home or something. I saw that. And I saw a Thor movie.
Did you have a Thor thumb?
And no, we're not lisping this week. That was last week.
What?
We're not lisping this week. That was last week.
Yeah.
What was last week?
Last week was the week of the lisp.
No. Oh, that's right. The lisp. I thought you said the list. I go, what list?
Oh, I've got a list.
What are you, a Nazi? What are you, Schindler's List?
Wait a minute. You don't have to be a Nazi to have a list. Come on. That's ridiculous. That's over the top.
How about what if Nazis had lisps? If Hitler had a lisp, how do you think Hitler would have got over if he had a lisp?
No.
No.
He said, hi, Hitler.
Only two guys in the world ever got over with a lisp, and their last name happens to be Rhodes, both of them.
Which one? Besides Dusty?
Cody.
Cody doesn't have a lisp.
He sure does.
He does. Yeah.
Does he?
Mm-hmm.
Not that I know. Unless he faked having a lisp on TV.
I wonder if that's possible, right?
Now, Dion and Pollock, if you will. Yeah, I don't even think you could talk in German with a lisp.
You don't think so?
It's not possible.
I don't think it's possible to have a lisp if you're German. Because I don't think their language is such a beautiful language.
They would sound so happy.
They're due for a freak out soon.
Who, me?
The Germans.
What do you mean? They're due for another war?
They're due for a freak out soon. They've been quiet for too long. It's not going
to
last.
Well, let's see. They went from 1917 to 1939. So that's like 20 plus years. And it's been, so you're saying they're due in 1945. The war ended in 1965. So you're saying the Summer of Love broke the war effort. The Germans were going to start another war, but the Summer of Love reared its nasty head. It's chlamydia-ridden head.
Yeah. And it was specifically the zombies' time of the season that stopped the Germans from going to war again. They love that song that much.
Really?
Yep.
What's your name? Who's your daddy? Something, something.
Is he rich? Is he rich like? No, he goes, is he rich? Rich bikini like me?
Is he rich like him?
Is he rich bikini? So what was your name on the on WWF? That's what I was going to ask you about 20 minutes ago.
Who?
You. Feeney wasn't in WWF.
Not as far as you know.
I wasn't in WWF either.
You weren't?
No.
Are you being a Weisenheimer and you're going to be like, I was in WWE?
Yeah, I was in WWE.
What a wise ass.
Oh, is there a difference? Please tell.
One's an F, one's an E.
What was your ring name there?
Rich Brennan.
Rich Brennan. Mm-hmm. Any relation to David Brenner?
Nothing. Nope. No relation at all.
You know who David Brenner is, don't you?
No, who's David Brenner?
He's a famous comedian from the 70s.
No, I don't know him.
He didn't know you either.
No, he didn't. He didn't care at all.
Raven, are you going out to WrestleCon for WrestleMania weekend?
Am I going to wrestle a con?
No, are you going to WrestleCon?
When is it?
WrestleMania weekend.
When's that?
Last weekend of March, first weekend of April.
I don't think so.
You're not going
to
be.
I think somebody asked me to, but I decided I didn't want to go.
Why not? WrestleMania's in lovely Inglewood.
Yeah, I definitely didn't want to go because first class would have been too expensive, and the guy wouldn't have been able to pay me enough with the first class.
Yeah.
But you know what they say about California, though.
What?
Knows how to party.
It's dreaming.
It's dreaming and knows how to party. There's raisins.
What about California girls?
There's girls.
How about the David Lee Roth video when he's doing California girls and he has the hat in his face and he lifts it up and he sees the girl with the big tits. He goes, woo, and he makes a big pop face. And he goes, and the lady goes, rah, rah, rah.
I like Van Halen better with Sammy Hagar.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you really? That's blasphemy.
I don't care for David Lee Roth.
Oh, you're a disgusting man. I put up with your republicanism. I put up with your staunch negativity. I put up with your belligerent attitude. But I will not stand for this travesty of justice.
No.
That was a pretty good speech, wasn't it?
Yep.
Well, you're out of luck because I'm not leaving the show.
Oh, okay. Never mind then.
I'm not leaving the show till we identify these UFOs that have been shot out of the sky. No one's telling us what they are, Rich.
They're UFOs. They don't know what they are. That's what the U stands for.
So what is it? A material not of this world?
Hey, did you know that aliens are real?
You've told me that.
Yeah, they are.
Yep.
The Pentagon even acknowledges it, my friend.
Did they create humans? Because that's what that movie led me to believe that.
What movie?
I don't know. What was that called? The Alien prequels.
The Red Balloon? They wrote a song about the Red Balloon. It goes, 99 lost red balloons flying high to the moon. 99 red balloons. Joe Biden shot them down.
Prometheus. Prometheus told me that the aliens created humans.
Previously on this episode, the aliens created humans.
Joe, let me ask you a question.
No, they didn't create them. They hybrided them.
Raven, make Rich stop. He's gonna try to start a fight.
No, I'm not. I just want to know if it is aliens. You're gonna tell me that the best technology that they could come up with to travel through the universe
is a balloon?
Yeah, is a fucking balloon.
Well, we haven't specifically been told they were balloons. I think they were just cylindrical objects. Right? I don't know. I mean, I think the first one was supposedly the Chinese balloon. Okay, maybe. But the other ones.
I used to work at a place called the Stone Balloon. I used to bounce there.
Yeah, how was it?
In Delaware. I can't believe you never heard of that place, Rich. They have all kinds of concerts. I bounced for Ray Charles, Chaka Khan, Marshall Tucker Band.
Oh,
can't you see?
It's not even a big place, but it's a nice little place on Main Street in Delaware, in Newark, Delaware, where I went to college, University of Delaware, the 1AA Ivy League. So, something like that.
Right.
Rich, if
anyway, I'm not done talking. Shut your yapper.
Rich. No, go ahead.
No whining. There's no whining in podcasting. There's no whining in podcasting.
There's so much whining in podcasting.
So anyway, so I used to bounce at that club, and then one day I was working – and they put me on the side door, so nobody would sneak in the side door. But I would let people, I'd give them, hey, it's for $20. I'll let you come in the side door, and you won't have to wait in line or pay a cover. So that would slide people in.
Or show your ID.
No, I'm always carded because I didn't want to get under. I didn't want underage people to have fun. I wanted them to be miserable because then they grow up to be good Republicans.
You're a real deep dreamer.
So listen. Yeah, so Dean, you distracted me. I'm very distractible today. So I was at the side door and a fight broke out at the front door and people were fighting all over the place. And I was a big mark for wrestling. So I come running over. There's a guy that's about to attack somebody, one of the bouncers. And I came running over out of nowhere. The guy didn't see me and I hit him with the Russian sickle.
No.
And I go, yeah. And I go, I pop myself. I was like, yeah, I hit him with a Russian sickle. And then when I used to bounce at home in West Palm Beach, I always used to use wrestling moves on people. Like one guy gave the airplane spin to, like some 90, 100, you know, about 150 pound drunk guy. He was like, I'm not leaving. I'm like, yes, you are. And I put him up my shoulders and I gave him the airplane spin.
Nice.
And then I dropped him on the staircase and he fell down the first flight of stairs. Because there was like 8 stairs. Then there was like 13 stairs. And then there was 8 more stairs or something like that. Something around those numbers. So whenever I would throw guys out, when they get to the top of the stairs, you know, because you're pushing them out, that's where they make their stand because they're like, I'm not leaving. I'm like, yeah, you are. And I'd push them. And they wouldn't know the stairs were. They wouldn't realize the stairs were around because I had the ground game. I had the landscape scouted.
Strategery.
And I'd shove them, and they'd stumble down like the 8 stairs, but the wall was right behind it. So they would it wasn't a railing; it was a wall. So they'd go stumbling, almost fall over, but they'd bounce off the wall and stay up. And then as they bounced off the wall, I'd nail them with a right hand.
Nice.
Yeah.
Were most of the fights on Saturday nights?
Yeah, Saturday night's all right for fighting.
Damn it.
Yeah, usually. If you're going to fight, that's the night you want to do it.
One time there was a big barroom brawl like in the movies. Actually, I've been to 2 barroom brawls. One time at Deco's. You know where Deco's is, Feeney?
No, I don't know where Deco's is.
It's next to the strip club. Delilah's.
Oh, Ball Busters.
What's it called?
I think they called it Ball Busters, didn't they, after that?
It was Deco's. It was famous because the first opening night, a taxi cab drove through the front door.
That'll happen. Was it a Saturday night? Saturday nights are all right for cabs driving through the front door.
Yeah, it's also good for that, too. Saturday, S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y, night, S-A-T... Wait, I combined 2. So I just did a good mix. That's a great mix.
It was pretty good.
Yeah, that's
we
really
can work
good.
On that. We can work on
did
that.
Did you ever notice that I'm full of talkiness today. I don't know why. Usually I'm tired and slovenly. But today, not the slovenly. I'm usually slovenly anyways. That has nothing to do with me talking.
It's a good thing you're carrying it, though, because Rich isn't feeling well.
Yeah, because you guys are terrible tonight.
I'm very tired. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. You guys are shit, so I've had to step up. But anyway, so... So now you may even forget my story, you dumbass.
Saturday nights are all right for something.
No, something else. Man, that's a good story, too.
You were talking about giving the guy a right hand after you threw him into the wall. That's the last thing I did.
No, it was after that.
Oh, Deco?
Yeah, Deco's. No, I talked about that.
Car through the front.
Car through the front. Yeah. Saturday nights are right for fighting through the front car door. I didn't start to say it. I was about to open my yapper. Yeah. Oh, well, show's over. That's it. Calling it quits.
Well done, huh?
Steve Dahl and Rex King. Well done.
They ever win a match?
Who did he ever beat?
I'm sure they beat me in Portland.
I lost my train of thought.
Speaking of trains of thought, I got nothing.
Nothing at all?
No, I'm trying to think what I was thinking of.
You know, there's a lot of songs with train in the title. What do you think?
Train,
that's
Train by Blackfoot.
Yeah. Night Train. Midnight Train to Georgia. Train kept rolling.
Training Day. Uh-huh. The theme from Training Day.
Rich isn't taking part. This game stopped being fun.
Rich is no fun tonight. You're the NFC to no fun crew.
Oh, I know. I'm just. Ugh.
You just showed up for a paycheck.
The app.
That's the only reason I show up anyway. So that's beside the point.
We're getting.
I'm looking at the algae report. The
Bokini game.
The tree pollen forecast is high, and as is the grass pollen, and it's fucking killing me.
Yeah.
Hey,
you got a bunch of chemicals in your water.
Crazy. What?
Said you got a bunch of chemicals in your water, a bunch of chemicals in the air, huh? You worry about pollen.
Yeah. Hey, you know what I got Selena for Christmas? It was pretty cool. We just got the results back. Because she just sent it off, and
one of those family history DNA things.
You know, dog for your dog. So we got her for Loki to see what kind of dog she is. And she's an Amstaff, you know, American Staffordshire Pit Bull. And 77% or 76%. But the reason, the real reason I wanted it is it tells you what kind of genetic, like its genetics. It tells you all about like what it's, what diseases it's susceptible for and what it has a precursor to. And she had none.
Really?
Beautiful. Yeah, and there's like 100 options that they could be, you know, that you could have a hereditary, you know, issues. And that's, which is ironic because she already has like, she's already had like a, what does she have? She has some kind of issue with something. And then she had, she has pink eye. She got from Feeny somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid Feeny.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Did you ever notice a dreamer, if he takes off his shirt, he looks like he won Olympia in 1972, Mr. Olympia in 1972, and never worked out again?
Yeah, a little bit.
Because he's got that old-timey big chest and arms.
Barrel-chested, if you will.
If you will, in public.
Rich, you got to step it up. I have to take a candy break.
You got to take a candy break?
Yeah, I have to take a candy break.
Oh, we don't take candy. There's no candy breaking in baseball.
No. What's that?
Oh, you just like the Reese's because the E.T. liked them. You E.T. Mark.
Candy break.
Yeah. E.T. was a creepy looking bastard, wasn't he? Looked like a scarred old man's penis with the balls connected to it.
Yikes.
That was a traumatic movie to see when you were young.
Yeah, when the kid's bike started flying and the bike's flying in the air and the kids, you're like, the kid's going to fall off. He's got no safety belt.
I remember my dad carrying me out of the theater. We were in Glens Falls, New York. I remember crying and my dad carrying me out of the theater.
Did the did Jim Duggan's dad, the chief of police, escort you home?
Oh.
Then you know, his dad, he was famous for his dad being the chief of police at Glens Falls, New York.
Why did you leave
really?
The theater? Well, he always would say it in his promos because he was a humble guy, you know.
Yeah, my dad.
In fact, I just saw Jim Duggan the other day.
How's he doing?
He was on a show. It was good. He was on a show I was on.
You know, he just stopped a home invader.
Did he?
Did he?
Home invader number one or home invader number
one? Home invader number one. Yeah, it made the news.
Really? When was it?
Recently?
No, was it before I saw him or after?
Before.
How do you know? When did I see him?
You said you saw him last week.
No, it wasn't last week. It was like, it was 2 weeks. It was February something. It was the 12th of never.
Let's find out.
Whenever Dreamwave's show was.
1 month ago. Wrestling legend thanks law enforcement after man breaks into his Midlands home. Guy broke in. And sure. Pounded on the glass door. Oh, Hacksaw said he took down the hysterically frightened man and held him at gunpoint with a .44 caliber pistol while the sheriff's office was called. See, that could have turned out much differently. Anybody?
Oh, good.
It could have turned out much different. It could have turned out much differently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it could have turned out much different.
Much differently.
No, you don't use an adverb with much.
All right, it would have been more differenter.
Oh, that's okay.
More different.
Mm-hmm.
It'd been most differentish.
Wouldn't it be a lot better story if the guy broke into the house and Duggan whacked him with a 2x4?
Yeah.
But it was the WCW fake one, and the guy no-sold it. Yeah, and the guy no-sold it.
They used a fake one on WCW?
You didn't know that?
Rubber.
One time it came out like he hit the guy with it and it formed an S shape like it hit Popeye's head.
Yeah. What was
that?
It doesn't surprise me. I never saw that.
Why was that necessary? He'd been successfully using the wooden one for years without hurting anyone. And out of nowhere, they're like, hey, let's make that rubber.
I know. He should have walked around everywhere he went. He should have walked around, held up a piece of wood and go, I'm bored.
Yeah.
See, because for our home listeners at home, it's a piece of wood. It's a board. You know, piece of wood is a board. So he says, I'm bored. See, you
you're
get
just
it.
A funny guy, Raven. You're just you're full of so many laughs.
I am.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to share any with you.
There's a vicious cat fight going on here.
Is there?
Yeah.
Really, Jim Mitchell and Jimmy Hart in your living room, basement?
Ted versus Rust.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Rust never sleeps.
Ted considers this down here to be his room, so he gets very possessive.
Mm-hmm.
And Rust never sleeps?
He doesn't sleep. No, he really doesn't.
Rust is an insomniac?
Mm-hmm. Just like
you know, I have a Rust never sleeps tattoo on my arm.
Yes.
Just checking.
Where did that come from?
Neil Young.
Is that an album or a song? I can't remember.
An album and a movie.
Okay. I'm not. I'm tired.
And he played.
My brain's
hey, he goes.
Don't you think you should change?
Hey, my rock and roll will never die. There's more to the picture than meets the eye. Hey, my.
Oh, yeah, that's called Hey, Hey, My.
How'd you know? When you're out of the blue and into the black, bam, 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 bam.
I think by now.
You know, that's a good. It's actually Live Rust is the better album than Rust Never Sleeps.
Mm-hmm.
But the movie was Rust Never Sleeps, even though it was based on the album Live Rust. But that is an amazing album. If you want to get a great album, Feeney, get Live Rust. Rich, you already know that.
Yeah.
You don't know what I'm talking about.
You just lied. You just lied right to our faces.
Yeah.
You know, as we record, it's Thursday, February 23rd, and you know what that means.
What is that?
That means tomorrow's the 24th?
It means that opening nationwide in movie theaters across the country is a cinematic masterpiece, Cocaine Bear.
Yeah.
Is anyone?
Wow, Rich, you're really delivering some good material to the show.
Yeah, Cocaine Bear sounds like it's something we should
much better, it. Much better.
Apparently, it's a true story.
It's based on a true story.
Based on a true story. Yeah. It's nowhere near the real story.
The bear was actually he was an addict, and they had to go to rehab.
No, oh yeah, that's not the true story either.
It's not.
Mm-mm.
You mean I just made that up?
Mm-hmm.
I think he was actually a heroin addict. He started out on Percocets and then he became a heroin addict.
Actually, I read that Cocaine Bear, the idea for it came from one of the writers was listening to a podcast and he heard an idea about a duck that shit Percocet. And in his mind, it somehow wrapped around into a
cocaine. Who wrote that book? Who's the master or originator of that term?
That was me.
I believe that would be one, some Jewish guy out of Atlanta.
No, I did it. Me.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It was me. Why did you pretend to steal it, Feeney?
Well, someone once taught me just take credit for everything you can.
I know. I said take credit for everything that somebody else did. Never take credit for your own stuff. Just take credit for everybody else's.
Uh-huh. And that's why I came up with the Raven Effect podcast.
Thank you. Good thing you did. Otherwise, I'd have no place to be on Thursday nights. Yeah, we got to write that book, The Duck That Shit Percocets.
It's a feature film waiting to happen.
A couple chapters in. What happened?
Yeah, we do have a couple pages in, but who do we dictate them to?
I think I lost them.
You suck.
I thought it was just an outline. That was the actual book?
It was, I don't know.
I don't know.
Do you have? I have my bets down for this weekend.
I haven't.
Want to hear my bets?
Yeah.
For the UFC.
Mookie bets.
I have one bet with Joe Selecki, some guy, Aaron Field, some guy named with something, some other guy. I got like a 9-person parlay. I put like a dollar down, but I stand to win like $155.
Nice.
I like throwing away dollars. And then I have two $5 bets and another dollar scam bet. Oh, I know what the other thing I was going to tell you about, the football thing. Remember I told you about the special bets like the octopus?
Mm-hmm.
There's also a scoreigami.
A what?
A scoreigami.
Scoreigami.
Scoreigami is when the two teams, the team score, the game score, I think this is right, is different than any other score that's been before. Like if the score's already, if somebody's already had that score, you don't win.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know, I wish I would have known all those terms before the Super Bowl. I would have bet them all.
It sounds very confusing.
Yeah. Scoreigami didn't win, though. It didn't. It was before. But the octopus won.
This card looks horrible.
What?
This card looks horrible.
Oh, it's terrible.
I see. I see a few winners.
The only good fight's going to be Andre Muniz versus Brendan Allen.
Mm-hmm.
But then the week after, look at the card the week after.
Is that the return of John Jones? Yep, John Jones.
Yeah. I added some more money to my Bovada account to jack up my money. Ooh, so I
Bo Nickel, bet. Too. Bo Nickel making the main card. Look at that. Good for him.
I heard, Feeney, you're so generous, you throw around nickels like they're manhole covers.
Accurate.
You throw around Bo Nickels like they're manhole covers.
I'm tired of Rich laughing at me.
He's not laughing at you. He's laughing with you. At you. He's laughing with you and against you.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah, see?
Yeah, see?
Yeah. All right, so who can do the best impressions of people that we've never heard of?
People that you've never heard of? Well, how would you know?
Like famous things, the obscure, like, there was a TV show called I Dream of Jeannie. Remember that?
Yeah.
Well, there was a cartoon they made of it with with her cousin, a big fat genie. And he would always go, "Hey, watch me turn this dog into a house. Yapple dapple." And then it would explode. That was a great impression of him. And the best part is you guys have no idea what I'm talking about. So
no.
you can't argue with my impression.
I can do an impression of Lee Harvey Oswald.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Should I do it?
Yeah.
You're already doing it. Oh, is it like this?
Yeah, Lee Harvey Oswald. Hang on. I'm just a patsy. Right there. Nailed it.
All right. What about my impression of Quick Draw McGraw? El Kabong! And don't you forget it, Baba Louie.
Feeney, do an impersonation of Oswald getting shot.
Bang. Bang.
No, wait, you're gonna do the face part.
My impression of Mikey Whipwreck doing Cactus Jack. Ooh, Raven's been arrested. Bang bang.
All right, Feeney, now do Jack.
I got arrested once at ECW. And Mikey had it, and Paulie goes, "Where's Raven?" And Mikey goes, "He got arrested." Bing, bang.
Feeney, now do Jack Ruby shooting Oswald.
You killed the president, you son of a bitch.
That's terrible.
He's got a gun.
Ever heard Dennis Miller do that? Do a bit on Jack Ruby? He goes, who were they turning away? If Jack Ruby, he goes, I'm the mobster that owns a local titty bar. Yeah, let me through. Who are they turning away?
Excuse me.
Right. Wait, Feeney, is it Scratchy that shoots Itchy, or Itchy that shoots Scratchy in the JFK spoof?
I don't know which one's a cat.
Scratchy would be the cat.
So Itchy shoots Scratchy.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
He's got a gun. That's all you hear. You just hear that he's got a gun. I'm gonna pull it up.
No, you know, he goes, he's got a gun. Freebird.
Itchy shoot.
See, because they people always sing Freebird at a concert. They go, Freebird. What song did you want to hear? Hold
on. Feeney, you looking to send you the link or you want to pull it up?
Whatever. Whatever you want to do.
What song is it you want to hear? He's got a gun.
All right, hold on. I'm emailing.
That's all right. I got it.
You got it?
Yeah.
Come on. What song is it you want to hear? He's got
all right, Raven. Tell us this isn't funny. I know you're not a Simpsons fan. How can you not laugh at this?
Well, it's easy. I just hold my breath.
Well, this book, Johnny Deformed.
Guest director, Oliver Stone.
God, that is God.
That's awesome.
I just love how it pauses. Oh my God, he's got a gun.
Somebody stop him. He's heading for the window.
Yeah, I'm the bobbed up titty bar owner. Let me, I'll take care of this. Let
Excuse me.
I'll settle this.
Move aside. Total coincidence.
Oh my God.
You know what I watched yesterday? I watched this show in the Monopoly game. How ruthless the Monopoly people were. But they made up the whole gimmick. The game was created by like a bunch of different people. And they this one guy took over it, and then they made a monopoly out of the game, ironically, unironically, oh, yeah. I guess.
Would that Did they play the free Brothers? Parking rule?
Was it Parker Brothers or Hasbro that invented it?
Parker Brothers. Yeah, and the guy that supposedly invented it didn't really invent it. He avoided the people who showed him the game, and they would come to his house to visit, and the guy would pretend he wasn't home.
Nice. See that? Yeah,
it's pretty interesting.
Always take credit. That's like how I came up with the name Rich Brennan. That was me.
That's how you.
That was David Brenner.
I came up with the name Rich Brennan.
I've explained to you why I have that why I had that name.
Yeah, it was my invention.
Talked about that before on this program.
I came up with the name Corey Graves too.
Oh, sure you did.
I did.
That's pretty sterling of you, James Keenan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, Fanny Mail.
Already?
Can you at least do your one job?
I did. It's too early. It's early.
I did. This is my Aldo Banda Random Thoughts from Thursday, February 23rd. That's today at 8:48 p.m. But that was just as hot off the presses.
Yeah, right at the deadline.
Dear Raven and the Budget Flock. Hello and welcome to another one of these fan emails I've decided to send. I hope you three are all having a good day, except whoever had the bright idea of giving Nancy Grace her own television show all those years ago. Mm. I hope that low-down, dirty, no-good, modern-day, beatnik fruit booty, gets beat up or something. What's worse than finding 10 trash cans? Keep the tip. What do babies and baseballs have in common? Your neighbor gets mad if you throw them through their windows. Yeah. How do you get a nun pregnant? Dress her up as an altar boy. You coughed on my pun on the punchline. Dress her up as an altar boy. I thought opening the door for someone was good manners, but they just screamed and flew out of the plane.
Thanks. Now that's physically impossible.
It's possible. What's impossible about it?
If you're in an airplane, the air pressure on the outside would prevent you from opening.
I thought so too, but it is possible.
Well, it probably depends on the altitude you're at.
You've got a bad altitude.
Do you have an aptitude for something? Do you have an altitude for something? This week, I would like to recommend following Madison Calloway on social media. She's an ex-porn star who doesn't talk a whole lot of her work because she isn't too proud of what she did, and she's now using various platforms to try to convince girls not to make the same mistake and explaining some of the seedy and shady underbelly of the adult film industry. Does she have little to no STDs, I wonder?
Mm-hmm. What's her name?
I don't know. Madison Calloway. I personally recommend following her TikTok account because the videos are shorter and more to the point, because anything I see her with that's longer than a minute, I usually don't last very long.
Who's the porn actress we're still trying to get on this show, Rich?
What?
Who's the porn actress we want to get on this show?
You
used to talk about the blonde.
Lexi Bell.
Oh, Lexi Bell. Yeah, Lexi Bell.
Signed some drunk guy from Texas sent for my new and improved crappy iPhone. Ooh.
I don't know who funny. Madison Callaway is. I'm looking her up. She doesn't look familiar to me.
The name of bridge after her?
Yeah, the bridges of Madison Callaway County.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. What was her porn name? Do we know?
Horatio.
Was the name Madison Callaway?
I think so. Hmm. All right. There we go. Black Rose. Saturday, 4:55 p.m. Taking a shit at work as I'm jamming out to this shit show effect. Well, it's me again, you pussy chips and Raven the cocksucker. I'm here to ruin your day with a pick of my shit. Enjoy the shit for the shit show. Raven, is this a good shit or no? I'm scared to look, but I will. And then yeah. I'm doing it for you listeners.
By the way, as we've discussed, Raven, if you ever send a picture of your poop again like that, like you did a few weeks ago, I'm out. I'm done. I quit. I don't ever want to see
quit.
Your
I quit.
Quit what? The group text?
Yes.
If you put it that, why would you say that? All that does is make me want to send you another one.
Yeah, it's kind of like you're begging for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, really. Really, old man.
Oh, really, fool? Really?
All right, that email is a succulent piece of crap. Let's delete that and move on to another one. Jamie Robinson, and the subject matter is F, capital E, capital E, capital N, capital E, capital Y.
That's not going to turn out well.
Feeney, how much were you influenced by Jim Morrison? Kind regards, not Colin Matthews.
Well, way, way too much when I was younger.
Oh, that's a great answer, yeah. Feeney. Way to really delve into it and explain it for the masses, you know, and answer the question.
Well, that means probably from like 15 to 25, I just wanted to be a drunken songwriter.
Did you wear leather pants?
I never wore leather pants, no, but I thought
lots
about
of hallucinogenics,
it.
Joe?
Yeah, mostly alcohol.
It's hard to bend your knees. It's hard to bend your knees very far in leather pants.
I can imagine.
It is?
Yeah, so that was the problem when I used to wear them in ECW.
But, I mean, the leather pants could still eventually happen. I'm not too old yet, am I?
All right.
You're not too young either, to be honest.
No, not at all.
All right.
I'm more than halfway dead, probably.
Man, we have so many Aldo Banda emails. I think we could do a whole show just reading Aldo Banda emails that we have never read.
Yeah?
Seriously, let's see. We have some going back to July that we haven't read. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Wow. And now we're starting to get a lot of Black Rose ones, too. Black Rose ones, not sure whether I like them or not yet. Anybody can be cheap and crude, but it takes a real man to be cheap and crude and succinct. All right, this is from Johnny Clare on July 17th. It says, Gaby's playing with his bone in heaven.
Oh.
That's sad.
Yeah.
But at least he's playing in heaven. Dear Raven, Marley, and VD, I didn't know he was sick. I didn't know he was sick. In all seriousness, I know how it feels. I've seen 10 dogs die this week. I just see 10 dogs die in a week. Yours gratefully, Jonathan P. Clare, World Twitter Federation head booker, producer at iFlan Entertainment and Promotions. P.S. If those lines popped, you owe me. I don't care your goddamn dog died. I don't care if your goddamn dog died. Well, fuck you then. You're Marine, damn it. Sack up. I got a sack. My sack is pointing up. I also want to be paid for those lines and double if you popped in any of them. I popped on none of them.
Yeah.
So that means you owe me money.
Yeah.
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 All right, this is from Scott Burton. You do it. Dear Raven, the typical 90s douchebag and the man on the bottom right. Are you in the bottom right also in the Brady Bunch, Feeney?
I would have been.
I've been meaning to send a new fan email for a while there, man. But every time I start shoring up the topic, I just end up spending the weekend drugged out of my gore and flogging my dolphin. You got a pet dolphin?
Shouldn't abuse it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't flog a dolphin. They didn't do anything wrong, unless they stole from you. Every Monday, I still light up when I see the show come out. Though I've told you I love plenty. Though I told you I loved you plenty of times. Mondays are not the greatest between dealing with the man of a million faces and all the hoodlums and hand grenades who don't know their shit compared to stuff. It makes me want to boycott life. I don't know what he's talking about. Who's the man of a million faces?
You got me.
Between all this, all the big time Charlies with egos at their own points and having to see JVD snuff the rooster.
Big time Charlies. That's a humorous thing.
Who's JVD? John Van Damme?
Perhaps.
What happened to Claude?
He dropped the Claude.
Snuff the rooster. The only thing that stops me from ending up hooked on phonics and stuck on stupid is that I know Johnny Percocet, like Francine, is always up 4-6-9. He's a real Wang Punisher. He's always up for 69. Oh, he's always up for 69. Johnny Percocet, like Francine. I didn't know they were related. He did a real good deed recently, and he's making some huge waves that's out there, man. But I'm afraid that soon the groundhog's going to see its shadow. This is like a giant cliche letter.
Yeah.
It'd be a worse tragedy than when the fruits of Dean's labor uncovered the reason wrestling otaku is single. He's a real live jives. He's a real jive store bro for that there, man.
Jive store bro?
Do that there, man.
Jive store bro?
To do that to my great good friend, the man who cured alcoholism, well, that's just worse than putting his kids through children. Let's just hope his fucking cunt ego and ethnicity don't get the better of him and that he doesn't have to castrate the bros. But I don't want to be one to rip the piss and cast light on people. I guess I'm just going to have to say an inspired goodbye and go to bed. Now, if you don't mind, just cover me while I let the dogs out for 1 second. He's the one who let the dogs out. I was wondering if that was
it's all his fault.
That's decades-long mystery.
So this letter sounds very like unintelligible, but it is.
Maybe it was some kind of secret code.
It is unintelligible, is what you're saying?
It could just be in a language that we don't necessarily understand.
I think this man was extremely high when he wrote this and thought he was making a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
Or either that, or I just don't, I'm an idiot. But so it could be both.
No, it didn't make any sense. Didn't make us any dollars either.
No.
No.
Out on big time Charlies. Let's see. And Slander is the good name of Francine. Raven D from February 14th, 2023.
Oh, Valentine's Day email.
I'm sorry, I'll try to behave this time, is what it says.
Uh-oh.
Oh, this is in large print and in bold, large, bold print. Dear Raven, Feeny, and Rich. Oh, she said Feeny first. I don't know what that means, Rich. What does that mean?
Say it again.
It says, Dear Raven, Feeny, and Rich, not Dear Raven, Feeny, Rich, and Feeny. So I feel icky for sending the last email to the show. I feel I've gone overboard, and I apologize to Rich for such a terrible email. So I'll try to keep this email clean and behave myself. Another thing I even realized is a lot of my emails end up being for Rich, which is unfair to Feeny and especially you, Raven. So I will try to balance this email out so all of you fellows can be equally involved, equally loved. For this email, I will ask you guys questions. Raven, if you were hungry right now and food could just appear in front of you, what would you like to eat right now? A vajayjay.
Cherry cheesecake.
Not vajayjay?
Cherry cheesecake.
She didn't ask you the question, Feeny.
Graham cracker crust. What?
She didn't ask you.
Nah.
Wait for your own damn questions.
Nah.
Feeny, if you were to win the Mega Millions jackpot, would the Creative Control Network still exist?
No.
Yes, it would.
No way. I would retire from everything.
No, you wouldn't. You would still do my show.
Yeah, I still do this show. That's it.
Rich, my cat is trying to mount my arm as I type this email. It really annoys me when he does this shit. Can we trade pussies, please?
that's one of them.
Double entendre.
One of them double and ten duendos.
No.
Raven, do you think you'll ever get married? You think you'll ever marry again someday? I don't think so, but I'm not against it. Feeny, I really love the Dexter shirt I bought a couple years ago or so back. So any chance of shirts or other merch with your other fur babies someday?
Yeah, maybe. But I don't think any of them are as well known throughout the podcasting
community. Is that a Rich?
As I mean,
Feeny, is that a solid maybe or just a pretend maybe?
No, it's a solid maybe.
Rich, if you were stuck on an uncharted island with Raven and Feeny and the place was scarce of food, which man would you eat first?
Raven, you got more meat on your bones, don't you?
You son of a bitch.
I don't know, maybe.
And you know why? Because I would just want to keep annoying Feeny, that's why.
Well, I mean, I'm
taller.
I
wouldn't give him any either. What?
Rich, which one would you rather contract, HIV or anal warts?
Probably the HIV, because you can take medicine and it's non-transmissible. It doesn't do anything anymore, right?
Yeah, now they got the fifth guy to be permanently cured of it.
Yeah.
Rich, yeah, who do you think?
Those anal warts don't go away, do they?
Yeah, thank God no, the government not hiding the cure anymore.
No, they do.
Do they?
I think so. Because penile warts are the same.
You know about anal warts? Have you had anal warts, Raven?
No, but penis warts are the same thing.
You've had penis warts?
No, but friends have had it. Hmm. Rich, who do you think has a bigger...
I believe that would be the herp, would it not?
What?
That's the hisherp, isn't it?
No, herpes and anal warts are two different things.
No, but you saying you had warts on your schlong. That's the.
No, I didn't have warts in my schlong. My friend did.
But you warts on your schlong would just, would just be the hisherp.
It's different than the hisherp.
Here's a question. I've mentioned this before. Why is herpes such a big deal? Why does everybody look at it like? Like 1 in 3 people have it or something like that. Why is
no,
it?
No, it's Rich.
I can't.
People
be that
have
many.
It on their mouth, but that's just a herpes sore on your mouth. But people on their penis, apparently, because I know somebody who had it really bad. He had to take the medicine for it. He said that it hurts like when you're having sex.
Or when you're having a breakout or
whatever. I don't think it can possibly be.
I just felt like it was more common than. People,
I don't think
people make it out to be this terrible fucking thing. It's
it's for life. It's for life. Yeah. It's for life.
But I mean, like if you get bad acne, you get bad acne for life. What's the difference?
No, you don't.
Nah.
I had acne in high school. I never, and I got rid of it.
Yeah.
I don't see how.
Until I started using steroids.
I'm not saying I want it. I'm not saying.
But then I started using steroids and it came back. Oh, it was terrible.
I don't believe
I still
one
think it's that big of a deal
unless
you've got it real bad and you're not medicating or you're not taking care of it. Like,
did you ever get a fever blister in your mouth?
Huh?
You ever get a fever blister in your mouth?
Yeah.
That's herpes.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's annoying as fuck.
It is. Very annoying.
Yeah, I know who gave me the herpes, the fever blister in my mouth, too. Kim Dandridge. No, Kim Eldridge. That's her name.
Better make sure it's the right name before we get sued.
We'll get sued by her.
No, that. I forget which guy it is from the
show. Let me just tell you this. I used to, when I'd be with girls, and I'd see they had a fever blister.
Look at that. I'm big timing right now. Look who's calling me.
Oh, boy.
All right. Whatever. Anyway.
I can't answer him because I'm doing the Raven Effect.
You know, you know the Strokes, right? The band The Strokes, right?
Right.
One of the guys in the Strokes. Carlos? Is there a Carlos in the Strokes? I don't know. One of the guys in the Strokes. Apparently, there was a website. Whatever his name is, you know, Carlos gave me herpes because apparently he gave a bunch of people herpes. I guess that was a website.
So anyway, so listen, so the fever blister in your mouth, the first time you get it, you get super sick, you get a fever and you get super sick for like a week or so. And then what it does is when it goes away, it takes about 10 to 14 days to go away. And then it travels to the back of your brain and sits there and waits for whether it's stress or. Like me, if I cut that area of my mouth, if I cut that side, like if I nick it, shave it or something, then it comes back. But it doesn't work. It doesn't go on the other side. It only goes on the one side. Hmm. And it just hides in the back of your brain waiting for opportunities to come out and get you.
You.
And it's annoying. So I can imagine how annoying it'd be if it'd be in your cock and balls.
Yeah, I was going to say.
But Rich, if you don't think it's so bad, why don't you go get it?
Yeah, go get it on purpose.
I'm not saying I want it. I'm simply just saying that apparently, you know.
All right. So let's see. Next question. Rich, who do you think has a bigger dick, me or you? That'd be her, not me. Who do you think has a bigger dick, Raven D or you?
I don't know. Does she have a giant schlong?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Rich, can I have your cat?
No.
Rich, is this font big enough for you? I can't. It's just like an 18 or a 20. Rich, are you gay?
Nope.
Rich, would you like some avocados?
Nope.
Rich, hold on. You're getting a lot of good questions here. Rich, I ate a greasy vegan pizza and my ass exploded in the toilet. All sides of the bowl look like a Jackson Pollock painting with a huge pile of slimy sewage sludge in the middle of the water. Do you want to see a picture of it?
Nope.
Rich, what's your favorite Nickelback song?
None of them.
Rich, your mother was too embarrassed to ask you up front, and I've been summoned to ask on her behalf. Will you stop sticking your dick in a vacuum cleaner every time you come to visit?
Ooh, boy, no.
Rich, can I have your cat?
It's much fun.
Raven, you've gone through multiple personas before being Raven. If you were not to have become Raven, how much of a difference do you think life would be today? I think the game of life would still be the same thing. You got to drive through the thing. Yeah. How do you play it? Remember the game of life?
Yeah.
Oh, she meant my life. I thought she meant my life. Oh. Well, I said I'd try to make this email balanced for all three of you. Keep it clean and behave myself. Didn't say it'll actually happen. I love you fellows. With a emoji kiss. With a, you know, the smiley face kiss guy. No, not really. Raven D. P.S. Rich, can I have your cat?
Nope.
Rich, you want your pussy bad.
Yeah, you're being selfish.
Yeah, you don't care about crime.
And shelter.
We're the only gang in town with a dental plan.
Dental plan. Lisa needs braces.
All right, one more because we're already 2 minutes late. All right. David Parrish, random thoughts. As Valentine's Day approaches or has already passed, I figured I'd share this one, a favorite pastime of mine. It's a picture, but it's not fully open. Oh, that's it. That's an old. Wait, hold on. On this day 9 years ago, David Parrish, it's a tweet. It's a copy of his tweet. I like to send random women roses where they work on Valentine's Day. So when they go to thank their boyfriend, it starts an argument. That's pretty funny.
It's not bad.
Okay, so get that for. So if you want to get a Raven trading card, an autographed trading card, go to BEAUJAY.com, BOJ.com, and get a Raven trading card. It'll cost you some money, but it's well worth it. It's a great card. And he comes with a free other card, a base card. Rob Beast. It takes two to make a thing go right. And?
It takes two to make it out of sight.
Of course it does. That goes without saying.
Yeah, but which two?
Me and you. Me and you and a dog named Boo. You ever hear that song? It's by Lobo.
Rich, are you going to go and take in the Guns N' Roses tour 2023?
Not unless they get free tickets.
Oh. You know what I said the tagline for the tour should be?
What?
GNR is back. Come see them again. Again.
Again. Yeah, I will admit, when I saw
again,
saw them 2 years ago, they were really good. I enjoyed the show, but I wouldn't spend, you know, hundreds of dollars to see them.
Why is Don Callis calling you?
I don't know.
Does he call you regularly?
Here and there.
And what does he discuss with you?
What does he call you regularly?
We discuss regular things, you know, lots of ins, lots of outs, a lot of what have yous.
He's picking your brain.
Maybe.
God, he's going to get hurt. Tell him I said hi.
Maybe I'll be named the head of AEW podcast production.
Oh.
Ooh, well
then. Fancy boy.
So tell him I said hi. And right. I used to love when he would wear the white latex gloves because he didn't want to touch anybody or anything. He's a real germaphobe.
Yeah.
Is he?
He was wearing a face mask before everybody was.
We spent a lot of time in Japan. It's normalized.
Yeah.
Go to cameo.com and get a Raven video shout out. I just did a bunch of them and cashed some money on Patreon. I cashed it live on the show. Mm-hmm. I got the money and sent deposited into my bank. So if you had Patreon, you would know about that. But you see, you don't know about these things because you don't have Patreon. Wait, now you do know about these things. I guess you don't. There's no reason to buy Patreon. Never mind.
And don't worry, Raven. I'm not going to tell the people what you told me not to say about Cameo.
Yes. Don't. Well, what did I not tell you to say about who?
Remember how you said you wanted me to tell the people that the cameos, you don't do them just for money. But then when that cameo money came in, you just kept going, ka-ching, ka-ching.
Remember I that? Said, word
you
up.
Said, you said, don't tell anyone that I did that.
No, I said, word up. Because that was by Cameo.
Money, 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 money.
That was a song by Cameo. The group was named Cameo. Good. They also sung. They also sung the song Camel Toe. No, it was Cameo. They also sung the song Attack Me With Your Love. Bushwhack Me With Your Love, baby.
Feeny, open your email.
Why?
I sent you a link that I want to share with the with all of us here.
I don't want
to. This would go towards my recommendations. I have two recommendations this week when we get to that.
Two Rex?
Is this Alexi Bell?
That might make up for the 17 weeks you had no recommendation.
Is it Alexi Bell clip?
No, it's not. I don't Alexi.
Fucking care.
It's wholesome.
It's a poop and a piss.
No. Would you care for me to explain this before Feeney plays it?
No. Nope. Explain afterwards.
You got to turn it. Make sure the audio is up. This is real good.
Why are you bouncing me around so much?
Audio up.
Hey, guys.
I'm out here.
I want to see the video.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I blew the video, Feeney. See, if you had Patreon, you could watch the video. You'd get a video compliment to the show.
Sure
the
I blew up. It.
Audio up.
I heard you.
Word up. Word up. All
right, real.
Hey, guys.
I'm out of here.
Wow, you guys are excited. Happy holidays. You know it's almost the new year.
Yeah, I know.
Who cares?
Is that Doug?
Yeah.
He's hiding.
Yeah.
Let's get him.
No, let's leave him alone.
Okay.
So, Frog.
Yeah, what?
Do you have a New Year's resolution?
No.
Okay, well, what about you guys? Newt, Toad?
We're perfect.
Yeah. I can always eat more.
You always want that.
I know.
Yeah.
How about something new?
Well, I want to raise a family.
Yeah,
I want to raise children.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What a terrible idea.
Shut up, Doug.
I agree. Besides, you're neutered.
What?
I forgot to tell you.
What?
Yeah, you guys are all fixed.
I'm calling my lawyer.
I'm sorry.
Dang it.
I want to adopt them.
Yeah.
Who would you adopt?
Doug.
Doug the foster cat?
Yeah, Doug.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Doug.
That's a big responsibility.
Let's adopt Doug.
Yeah.
Doug, get over here. We're going to adopt you.
I'm good.
Doug, can you just hide in your room?
Yep, on it.
Until New Year's is up.
How did he get the dog, the cats to talk?
I was waiting for Doug.
It's amazing, isn't it?
How do you get the cats to talk?
I don't know. He's quite the cat trainer, apparently.
I didn't know. He's a ventriloquist.
It just goes to show, Rich. We're wasting time in our lives when we don't create YouTube content with our cats.
Seriously. This guy's name is Drennan Davis. He's a comedian. I think he writes for Conan. Not your Conan, but Conan.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got... On his Instagram, I'm assuming TikTok. I don't go on TikTok, but on the Instagram, there's all these videos of his cats talking. And the story in that one was Doug the foster cat is always just kind of, leave me alone. I'm fine. The rest of my
see, yeah! you would get this more if you had Patreon, because then you could see the show. You could watch the video of the show, and you're missing out.
Oh, Doug! What? Yeah!
See, those were cats talking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the cool thing was when the cat talked, its mouth actually opened.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it wasn't Rich and Feeney pretending to be cats.
Yeah.
Once you get that yeah.
And what about Jeff cats?
It'll
no. I want to eat more.
Yeah. I could always eat more.
All right. Yeah. So let's close out the show. We have to read the
do I get my second recommendation?
Nah, hold on. We haven't even heard you first. Wait. Cameo.com, Bojay.com for trading cards. If you want Raven merchant, ring-worn merchandise. Monday, March 6th from 7 to 10 p.m. I'm going to be at Monday Night Virtual.
Yeah.
Okay. No, Monday. Monday Night Virtual. Look for it on facebook.com/80s wrestling picks.
Yeah.
80s Facebook.com/80s wrestling picks. I'll be there Monday, March 6th from 7 to 10 p.m. And also, if you want to buy ring-worn merchandise, go to Google Ask Dana.com, AskDanna.com, and then go to her website or eBay site, and then type in Raven. It'll take you to my stuff. Get old comic books, shirts, ring-worn or otherwise, or, you know, stuff. Fan mail is fanmail@theraveneffect.com. If you have addiction issues, or you go to addiction hotline, 800-662-4357, or addictionrecovery.org for information. Subscribe to Spreaker or Apple Podcast. Leave 5-star reviews or complimentary comments, or leave 5-star reviews and uncomplimentary comments. We just want the 5-star reviews.
Yeah, comments.
Yeah. Do we have any recommendations? Rich, you have two. Would you like to give us one of them?
Well, I recommended watching Drennan Davis. If you're a cat fan, watch the Drennan Davis stuff. But no, I watched.
You didn't tell us the name of the thing. So how would we watch it?
Drennan Davis. I did. I told you his name is Drennan Davis.
Dren?
Yeah.
Drennan. D-R-E-N-N-O-N. Drennan Davis.
And how are we supposed to know that?
Because I said it.
You didn't spell it.
No.
Well, I would think most people could figure that out.
Drennan? Yeah.
I don't know. Drennan Davis. I follow him on the Instagram.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's on TikTok. My other recommendation is this. I watched this movie on the plane last night called Indian Horse. It's about it's Canadian.
Oh, it's about a Native American who can't really talk because his sore throat. He's an Indian horse.
I thought you said Indian horse.
Yeah.
No, it's about the Native, grew up in Canada, and gets separated from his family, gets taken by the white man, gets into an orphanage, learns how to play hockey, becomes a star hockey player, but is messed up because of all the crazy shit that happened at the orphanage, including having to service one of the priests.
Wait, an Indian becomes a great hockey player?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Wait, there's 8 billion Indians? And what
natives?
Are
I'll say natives.
Indigenous. Oh, native Indians.
Canadian.
Hey, you know, speaking of India, the Bollywood boys love hockey, so don't make you can't make fun of Indian people liking hockey, Joe.
I didn't say they didn't like it. I said they couldn't play it.
I'll bet you that Harvin Gurv probably can play.
Is this a true story?
They grew up playing hockey. I think is what it's a story.
Is Indian Horse a true story?
I don't know if it's a true story or not. Let's see.
But let's pretend it is.
Horse movie.
All right, we're running really long, Feeney. Yeah, read your recommendation.
You're doing that Monday night virtual signing with Ryan Maher, eh?
What?
Ryan Maher?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I thought so. But you know,
aren't
I don't
you
know.
Shrewd?
I wasn't ready.
All right, I'll go. Wait, I'm not ready. Okay, Feeney, you go. Okay, I'll go. I recommend a new show called what's it called? The Company You Keep. It's on ABC, I think, or CBS, or one of them channels. And it's about a con man, Milo Ventimiglia, who's not a very good actor, by the way. And some really hot Asian Oriental lady.
Oh, Oriental.
What's wrong with Oriental?
Oh, you can't say that.
Why not? I just said it.
I don't know. Ask Rich. He knows this stuff.
Rich, why can't you say Oriental?
I don't know. Can you say
Oreo cookie?
Can you say Oriental rug? I honestly don't know.
It can describe a rug. It cannot, or maybe like a soup, but not a person.
So if an Asian man needed a toupee, would it be an Oriental rug?
Yeah.
I made a funny. Anyway, so it's he's from a family. Milo Ventimiglia is in a family of con artists, and the Oriental Asian lady who's very attractive. Oh my God, she's so cool. She's a FBI agent, and they meet each other and don't know what the other one each other does, And of course, they hit it off and have sex and bump nasties. And then it looks like she's going to be chasing after him because he's wound up in the thing she's chasing after. So it's a really cool show. I highly recommend it. It was very entertaining.
I like to recommend a video game for once. I would recommend The Devil in Me.
Mm. The Devil in You or The Devil in Me?
The Devil in Me. It's like one of those your choices matter type games. And I've been playing it for about an hour, you know, over the last week or so. I've gotten about an hour in. But it seems fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's enough for this show. Quote the Raven. No. Wait, peace, love, and yeah!
Peace, love, and big time Charlies.
Quote the Raven.
No more!
Line, please. Line, please.
Yeah! That's a top dog!
That's not the line. Nevermore, that's it. Nevermore.
Yeah.
The end. Go to bed.
If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.